Hi, welcome to another Power Blast podcast, where we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out, providing rapid results in mindset and fitness so you can recharge your battery and reclaim your power. Are you looking for ways to jump back into your fitness and health? Or maybe you're just wanting to, let's say, get back on the wagon. We've been there before, right? I'm going to give you five simple actions that anybody can take so you can get back on track with your health and fitness goals. Plus, stick around, I'm going to give you a bonus mindset tip to go along with it so you can really fuel that fire. So that's going to be a game changer for you. I do want to welcome you to another Power Blast podcast. And before we get into all this stuff, if you would like just some personalized advice on boosting your energy, especially some strategies, don't forget, head over to talktoperry.com. That's where my calendar is wide open, specifically for podcast listeners and podcast viewers like you. And I'm here to help you recharge. We do that in just 15 minutes. Talktoperry.com is where that's at. Getting fit. It doesn't have to be complicated. I think a lot of us overcomplicate it because we think, well, I've got to work hard. I've got to work out. I got to put in all this effort and energy. There must be things I have to do that's hard in order to get the results. I'm going to tell you what, when I finally gave up that mindset of it had to be hard, it had to be this certain way, and I just kind of followed a very, very simple plan, one that I could repeat, one that I could show up for myself every single day, it became the game changer. It became a gateway for me to become the person who exercises, the person who shops for healthy food, the person who just shows up day after day after day. Not because I started right out of the gate as this obsessive fitness person. No, that wasn't it. I was one who could talk myself out of exercise. I could easily just want to sit and unwind in front of the computer or in front of Netflix. And I was definitely one who was out of shape, overwhelmed, overworked, and anything but exercise seemed like a great option, but I was being out of shape wasn't making me very happy. Energy was bonking, and so I needed to do something. So I started looking for simple ways that I could be consistent and develop the habits. Okay, in the beginning, it's more important to develop the habits than see the results. And I think a lot of us, we want the results so quickly that we let that end up stopping us, and then we're in the stop-start cycle. So I'm just going to give you five simple things that should you embrace these and actually say, I'm just going to get good at this. I'm just going to create these habits. You'll be unstoppable. You will be that person tweaking things along the way and saying, you know, I'm going to tweak this little part of my process and really ramp up my fitness. Okay. One is eating clean. Just focusing on whole foods. You don't have to get fancy with it and find some sort of wild plan. It could be vegetables, lean proteins, healthy fats, those should be your go-tos. And you don't have to decorate them. You can just use herbs and spices to flavor things up so you don't have to really go overboard with sauces and all that stuff. Another one's just exercising smart, incorporating basic pushing and pulling exercises. That was it for me. You know, there were squats, there was push-ups, there was curls, there was lunges, there was presses, things like that. And I offset it with a little bit of cardio and some ab work. Boom. Super, super simple there. Those become the foundation for your strength. You know, I would make sure there's strength training in there. Another one often overlooked, but a lot of people talk about it, but people just don't do it, staying hydrated. I mean, water is really key. Keeps the body just efficiently moving, helps with recovery, especially if you're really afraid to be sore from the workouts. Water is going to be your friend. Just make sure you drink more. Stop with this, oh, I'm just going to do this little minimum mentality. That might be an extra bonus mindset tip right there. And say, you know what? I'm one who achieves. I'm an achiever. So instead of saying, well, I'm just going to go for the minimum, just a few 8-ounce glasses of water, you know, shoot for a lot more than you think you need. And do that on a consistent basis. Another one is just to keep moving. Don't underestimate the power of walking. Simple and effective way to keep the body moving. The body was meant to move, and it's a great way to clear your mind, especially if you can get out in nature. That is like a huge bonus. Consistency is the big key here. Being regular it beats being intense every single time. I mean, just making those small, consistent daily habits stick, that can be a huge game changer. And, you know, once you've got the habits down, then you can easily change up the routine, intensify, do all the things that you wanted to do right at the very beginning. But now you've got the momentum to keep it going. Bonus mindset tip. Man, I've talked about this one before. Embrace progress, not perfection. That I think that's where a lot of times people get sidetracked. They want to be perfect. They want to have things ideal with their crazy busy lives. And you know what? You just got to be in flow and just say, you know what? I know life ends up throwing whatever it's going to at me, but these are the things I can control, and I can control how I show up. I can control and make these five things work for me and really celebrate that, you know, especially embracing the progress part. That's what keeps me going day after day. I kept a simple tracker when I was starting out with my exercise journey. I just put an X on the calendar, showed up today, showed up the next day, showed up. And my goal was to go 90 days straight, not for the perfection stuff, because if I did miss a day, I wasn't going to beat myself up over it. But I did. I ran the 90 days and then I just kept going. Now it's not only been 90 days, it's been 20 years consistently going at it. Do I have some days where I do recovery days? I count those. Recovery days, I count those. Really, it boosts your energy. And speaking of energy, head over and get on my calendar, talktoperry.com, and we can talk together on boosting those energy levels for you, tackling the fitness goals, and more importantly, the mindset actions going forward. That's what really cracks the code, is what's going on between our ears. Huge, huge thing. So choose one of the five steps, or you know what? I almost want to say choose all the five steps. They aren't overly complicated, and start implementing it. You know, whether it's drinking water, going for short walks, getting that exercise in, even if it's 15, 20, 30 minutes, whatever it is, just incorporating those simple habits into your daily routine. It doesn't just get you back on the wagon. It really paves that roadway for a healthier, more energetic life. And then you can turn those intentions into actions and find the joy in the journey. But just know, just like I told you before, you have the power to take control and really magnify things and use your power. Or you can let distractions, overthinking, defending limitations, rationalizing why you can't do it, plugging in whatever excuse you want to call it, you can let those control you and drain your power. It really boils down to deciding and committing to yourself and your goals, and then choosing to figure out new ways, looking at possibilities, learning and growing, and keep moving forward. You've got this, my friend. That's another Power Blast podcast in the books. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, when you are ready to recharge your battery, make sure you go to talktoperry.com. That's talktoperry.com. That's P-E-R-R-Y. And I want to listen. I want to hear, you know, what's going on. I want to help you in that 15-minute call to recharge your battery and reclaim your power so that you're off and running and creating massive momentum toward your dream. Also, every day, I am delivering more motivation, support, tips, and strategies inside my free community with amazing people like yourself. And we are conquering the mindset and the fitness. I do 52 weeks of free training in there. Plus, I coach and I mentor people, as well as give you access to tons of resources and guides. Just head over to upsidedownfit.com and you can get into the group. And hey, you would be an awesome friend if you get over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and leave an honest rating and review for the Power Blast podcast. It helps awesome people like you find the show even faster. That's all I have for this week. I'll see you on the next Power Blast podcast. And always remember, it's never too late. We'll see you next week.